Okay, let's dive in. We're taking a deep dive today into branded apparel and uniforms. We're looking at what's really shaping the industry in 2025, based on the source material you shared.
Yeah, it's a really interesting space right now. It's definitely transforming. Some really foundational shifts driving it, you know?
Yeah.
Tech, customer expectations, societal values. The goal here is just to give you a quick, clear picture of the key trends from your sources.
Right. Okay, so the material points to tech advancements, changing preferences, both business and consumer, and a really big focus on sustainability and inclusivity. Let's try and hit the highlights.
Definitely. So one of the biggest things that jumps out is sustainability. It's kind of become central. It's moved way beyond just being a niche thing. It's expected now.
And the sources show this isn't just talk, right? Brands are actually using different materials.
Exactly. You're seeing much more organic cotton, recycled polyester, things like hemp, bamboo even. But it's more than just the material. It's also about durability, making things last longer to cut down waste. And connecting the apparel itself to causes, you know, supporting nonprofits, highlighting issues. It links the product to values.
That feels really important. People want the clothes, especially if it represents a brand, to like stand for something. Okay, so besides materials, tech is also a huge factor, right?
Yeah.
Changing things fundamentally.
Absolutely. Think about smart textiles. We're seeing uniforms now with tech built right in. Things like health monitoring for demanding jobs, or maybe temperature regulation for comfort, even NFC tags for access or inventory, you know, tapping your sleeve to interact.
Tapping your sleeve for building access.
Yes.
Wow. That's bringing sci-fi to work. And AI is involved too, not just the fabrics.
Yeah, AI is becoming a really powerful design tool. It allows for amazing personalization and helps predict trends too. It just makes it easier for brands to offer like really tailored experiences.
Personalization.
Yeah.
That seems to be a common thread through a lot of this.
It really is. The demand for apparel that actually reflects an identity, whether it's personal or the brand's, is huge. We're talking custom colors, logos, embroidered names, tailored fits. And the sources emphasize this isn't just looks. For employees, it can genuinely build like a sense of belonging, pride.
So how's this changing the look of workwear? It feels like casual and professional lines are blurring.
You definitely hit on a major point there. Athleisure, you know, comfort, flexibility, function, that's massively influencing uniforms. So you see stretch fabrics, moisture-wicking stuff, breathable materials. In jobs where you wouldn't expect it before, it's about looking polished, sure, but also feeling comfortable, being able to move.
Comfort is key, definitely. Okay, what about making sure this works for everyone? Inclusivity was another big point in the sources.
Yes, absolutely critical. Designs are getting much more mindful of diverse body types, gender expressions, cultural needs. So that means things like adjustable features, wider size ranges that actually fit properly, and a move towards gender neutral options sometimes. It's about making sure everyone feels, well, comfortable and represented.
Okay, so with all this smart, personalized, inclusive stuff,
yeah,
how are people actually buying it online?
Right, the e-commerce side is having to keep up. Platforms are getting smarter. We're seeing better virtual experiences like live chat that's actually helpful, AI recommendations that make sense for you, and virtual try-on tech is getting pretty exciting. Helps you see the fit without needing a physical sample. It smooths things out, cuts down returns.
Okay, so let's recap quickly. The sources show sustainability is fundamental now. Tech is turning clothes into interfaces. Personalization drives identity. Athleisure means comfort. Inclusivity serves everyone. And e-commerce is making it all accessible.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is how these trends aren't separate. They feed into each other, you know? Tech enables the personalization. Personalization helps with inclusivity. Sustainability shifts the materials underneath it all. They really build on each other, reflecting these bigger societal shifts and what technology can now do.
So this deep dive should give you a pretty solid handle on these big forces reshaping apparel and uniforms.
And maybe it leaves you with a question to think about. As our clothes, especially for work or branding, get smarter, more personalized, more tied to causes, how might that change our actual relationship with them, how we feel about what we wear, and the organizations behind it?
Definitely something to consider as you see these trends play out all around you.